Yo, 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 what is going on, everybody? Hey, welcome back to the CJW Podcast. I am your host, as always, Corey J. Williams, and today we have our returning guest, Leighton, and I just wanted to say thank you for taking some time out of your day, brother. I know it's super early over there, so appreciate you hopping on, and yeah, let's get into it. How you doing?
I'm good, man. I'm feeling good. It's early, but it's all good, man. I didn't get much sleep last night anyways, bro. Newborn freaking crying, you know what I'm saying? Got to feed him. So. Yeah. But it's all good. We got it. The world keeps going, man. We got to keep it going. I appreciate you having me on again.
For sure, brother. Appreciate it. So, yeah, just for the audience, Leighton had a baby boy 2 months ago now, right?
Yep. Yeah.
About 2 months ago. Yeah. You said, how was the – I know we were talking for a little bit. You had – you said there was, like, not complications, but there was – she was in labor for a while, right?
No. Actually, the exact opposite. So this is our third baby. And so anyone that has kids knows that, like, as you know, the first baby is probably going to be the longest labor. Your body's not quite used to it. Mm. It's the first time it's given birth. Second time, maybe a little bit faster. Third time, like after you start having multiple kids, the labor is less because your body already knows what time it is. Like, boom, it's a routine, right? And so third time was like, it was only like, bro, put it this way, basically, the first time she gave birth, it was like a 24-hour labor. So we're at the hospital for a while, like waiting for a whole day for her to actually give birth. This time, when we got to the hospital, it was maybe like 3 hours until she actually gave birth. And so it was like way faster, bro. Like it was like
crazy.
You know what I'm saying? So anyways, it's not quite like the movies, like where they say like, oh, my water broke and you're running around. And like, it's not like that. You know what I'm saying? People exaggerate for like, you know, to make it like, you know, make it like for a movie, but yeah, bro, it was crazy. It was cool though, man. It was cool. It was awesome. A cool like spiritual moment for me too, because my anxiety is like super, you know, my anxiety is horrible when it comes to doctors, hospitals, drawing blood, you know, surgeries, things like that. Whew. Like really bad, bro. And in fact, I've passed out one time at a doctor's visit with my wife for our first daughter. And it was like super embarrassing. My anxiety was like, I felt like I dug myself in a super deep hole at that time. Yeah. And so it was hard. And so because of that, my wife and I, we talked about, okay, well, what are we going to do during the birth? Because it was like a normal appointment. It wasn't even like anything intense, right? Mm-hmm. And so we talked about it. She's like, well, honestly, I would rather just have my mom and sisters in the room anyways. Like, you don't have to be there. I don't care, whatever. I'm like, cool, right? So I would be there the entire time for like the labor.
Yeah.
When it came time to like for go time, when it comes time to push, I would step out the room and I'd be like, you know, I don't even see that part, whatever. I'd come back in afterwards, right? Did that for our first daughter, second daughter, and then for our son, we're going to do the same thing because why not? About 6 months into her pregnancy, I had a dream one night, and it was like a really realistic, like basically everything that would happen in real life for during the labor, where, you know, she's having intense pains. We got to rush to the hospital, the whole thing, get her checked in and everything. But then when it came time to push, like in the dream, I was like, all right, cool. Like I'm gonna step outside. I'll see you in a second. You know what I'm saying? And I was trying to move. My feet were stuck, bro. They were planted in the ground. I couldn't move. And I was having like an anxiety attack in my dream because I'm like, I'm trying to go, but I can't go anywhere. And I was about to pass out in my dream. And then right before I passed out, like this something like picked me up and stood me up. And the voice, I heard a voice like, man, you're fine. I'm going to take care of you. I'm going to keep you calm. And like everything after that just like was calm after that.
Wow.
Didn't have any anxiety. Like I was like, you know, I felt fine. And then I woke up. That was when I woke up, right? And I knew what that message meant. I knew who the message was coming from and everything. But I was still just like, there's no freaking way, bro. Like, I'm horrible with hospitals. There's no way that can happen. Fast forward a couple months, you know, everything like in my dream happened, like how it happened. We're going to the hospital, rushing over there. Beth is in a lot of pain. She's like freaking shaking. She's in so much pain, right? And it came time to push. And I was like, I was chilling. Like, my sister-in-law was in the room and she was looking at me like, yo, like, she gave me the look like, you gotta get out of here, bro. It's about to go down.
Yeah.
And I remember looking at her. I just looked at her and I was just like, nah, I'm cool. Like, I'm straight. I'm chilling. I was there to be calm and be there for my wife and everything. So it was a beautiful moment. But yeah, it was cool. Gross. It was a cool spiritual story for sure.
That's growth, brother. That's awesome. That's awesome.
Yeah, it was cool, man.
Yeah, well, I think that's the pain side of thing. I knew we had talked about something, and I didn't remember what it was specifically. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I think that's what we were talking about for sure. But also, I want to get into kind of the whole topic of this pod real quick. So I know I sent you that video from Ben Shapiro and Tom McDonald's rap called Facts. Let me share my screen real quick. Let's play it for the audience real quick, and let's just react to it, bro. I'm I'm down to react.
I just want to hear Ben's, the first line. Ben, bro, I'm sorry, bro. Ben dropping bars, bro. You know what I'm saying?
He's dropping? Okay. All right. Yeah. I just wanted to hear you say, like, he's dropping bars. That's it.
It's just funny, bro. Like, it's just funny. Like, the, what do you say? The one line he said, my money on Lizzo, my pockets is fat.
Are fat.
Like, oh, yes. No, Ben.
Yes.
No.
Yes. All right. So, like, I wanted to react to this. I wanted to react to this so the audience has an idea of why we're even playing this song. So, Tom McDonald and Ben Shapiro are both white. Ben Shapiro is a white, like, conservative. So, for those who don't know, a white conservative podcaster, YouTuber, all the above. He is a influential person in the what's the word I'm looking for? Not presidential, politics. There we go. In politics. Mm-hmm. And Tom McDonald is a white rapper who is very the opposite of mainstream, like very, very much so the opposite of mainstream. So he talks about basically the opposite of what normal rappers do. So the reason I actually wanted to bring this up, obviously, both of us being black men listening to these guys rap, I think the biggest thing for me was I actually listened to a lot of reactions from people in hip hop who were super upset about this. They were upset about this. So truthfully, I'm like, okay, so why are they upset about it? And the reason why is because they're spitting facts. And I feel like a big issue in our culture is like, we don't like anyone telling us that we're wrong or that what we're talking about is wrong. So that's kind of the foundation I wanted to lay before we watch this video. So I'm going to play it. Tell me if you can hear it.
They call me offensive, controversial. It's only two genders, boys and girls. They can't cancel my message.
I mean, first line, there's only two genders.
You gotta come in hot. You gotta come in hot.
He's right. Facts. Like, I think what we'll do here in this video, let's actually go through and listen to the song and see if he says anything that's not facts. Let's just do it that way.
Yeah.
For people to be upset, like, normally you have to not tell the truth. So let's see. So first line. True. There's only two genders, boys and girls.
That's just because I'm the biggest independent rapper in the whole freaking world. Claim that I'm racist, y'all right. I'm not ashamed because I'm white. If every Caucasian's a bigot, I guess every Muslim's a terrorist. Every liberal is right. I don't want to talk to folks who don't get it. Go woke, go broke, no hope is pathetic. Pro-choice pronouns, pro-love, you're progressive. But you ain't pro-gun, no one to protect it. Where the...
He said, but you ain't pro-gun, no one to protect it. I mean...
Yep.
I guess we'll stop him when he's wrong.
I'll say,
go ahead. Sorry.
I'll say, bro, like, no, you're good, bro. I say, like, dude, it's so crazy, man. Like, there's so much that there's been a big cultural shift over the last couple of years, specifically 2016 when Trump was elected was like, so obviously so many people were pissed off about it. Black people, Hispanic people, like people who felt like they were being targeted by his campaign, right? Mm-hmm. But there's been a huge shift, bro. I see so many black people supporting Trump now. I see so many people, you know, like Latinos supporting Trump, whatever, like it's shifted. Man. And it's funny, like when Kanye was talking about it and he's wearing the MAGA hat and everything, the biggest coon sellout, Uncle Tom, this and that, shucking and jiving, boot licking, like all this stuff, right? Mm-hmm. And now there's I'm not gonna say all black people have turned around, but like a lot of them are like, yeah, we pro Trump, we're conservative now. We're going back to how we were, you know, back in the 60s. We were conservative, right? And all of a sudden, I know the history. I'm like, all of a sudden, you know the history. But you like crucified this man, talking about he's crazy, he's a coon,
he's racist.
Bro, it's crazy, man. It's crazy. So, anyways, all I have to say, I haven't seen any reactions of like who's been upset about this video because I'm not gonna lie, I just saw this video myself. But, I'm just curious to see what they're actually upset about, unless I missed the part where they said something about black people.
There is a part where he says that where the American, we'll get into it, but like just to go back to your one point about like Trump, like I think the biggest thing is like I think people are opening their eyes to the Democratic Party, where it's like
conservative
people have been screaming for years the Democratic Party wants nothing but bad things for you, like they don't want they don't want you to prosper. That's why they have this like victim mentality, which is like really big in my life because I could have easily subscribed to like, dude, I had a hard childhood, like a horrible childhood. Mm-hmm. Like sexually abused, mentally abused, physically abused, all of the above. Like, I could have easily just been like, oh, the world's out to get me. Like, let me go ahead and just give in to everything else that I'm seeing around me. Like, no, I chose to do something different, bro. So I think that's the biggest thing that the Democratic Party pushes, is they want you to rely on them. And the Republican side is just like, no, fend for yourself. Like, we'll help you out when needed, but like, go fend for yourself. So I think it's less that people are like, oh, I'm now pro-Trump. I just think they're starting to see what the Democratic Party is pushing, and like all of this, like they thought Biden was going to be so much better, and then he's not. But yeah, whatever.
We'll
get back to this.
Let's get it.
All right.
Would hang those. They've been taken down. They all been replaced. Get it. Go woke, go broke. No hope is pathetic. Pro-choice pronouns. Pro-love your progresses. But you ain't pro-gun. No wonder protection. Where the American flags at? Remember when people would hang those? They've been taken down. They all been replaced with BLM flags or a rainbow. This ain't rap.
So I think that's a part that a lot of people are upset about, where it's like,
yeah,
it's true though. Like, I mean, even when I was younger, I remember people like actually having American flags in their yard.
And that was like a real thing. Now if you fly an American flag now in your front yard, in your house, or in your garage, like you're seen as a racist. What are you talking about? Just like if you go to UK, like you're gonna see a bunch of their flags. You go to whatever country, they're gonna be flying their flag. Like, why would you not? So it's just crazy, man. It's not so weird when you think about what's really going on, though. And they wanted us to be like this way by design, bro. Like, they wanted us to split us apart in every sense. But like, the only thing we really can relate on is like that we're Americans, because we're different. Some are black, some are white, some are freaking brown, some are whatever Asian. Like, like, we have differences when it comes to like culturally. But the one culture we can all relate on is that we're Americans. And like, if you can break us down from there, I mean, you could do anything, bro. Like, we're all like enemies at that point. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
But it's crazy, man. I don't know. I understand like where it comes from when people are not proud of their nation, because we're not perfect. We're far from that.
Sure.
But I also like don't get why we're just like, you should try and figure out, like, basically look at the glass half full instead of half empty. Like, we have a lot of long ways to go. We're not perfect. But no freaking country is, bro. Like, there's no country on earth that's perfect. Like, and you don't want to go to any of these other countries that are freaking, there's some countries, bro. You know what I'm talking about. Like, it's like, you're not going to have a good time with it. No. But you think, let's say, for example, the racist part about America, like, you think America's racist? Go somewhere else, dog. I'm telling you. It's crazy. So, but I mean, it is what it is, bro. It is what it is. Like, not everyone's ready to hear that part. You know, some people will hear it sooner than others. Some will never hear it. It's like, it's just kind of like a dog whistle to some people. They can't 100%. They can't hear it.
Yeah, correct. All right, let's get back into it.
Same money, cars, and clothes. We ain't selling drugs. We ain't gonna overdose. We ain't pushing guns. Ain't promoting stripper poles. We won't turn your sons into thugs or your daughters into hoes. I don't.
And I think that's what a lot of people are offended by, too, is like, we're not going to turn your sons into thugs, where it's like, why are you offended by that? Because when you actually, so like, the whole basis of this song is going against rap and like the actual rap that is being put out in, like, and not even just like the underground stuff where it's like, oh, yes, some people listen. Like, no, dude, like, go listen to the top 50 in America on Spotify. It's like 21 Savage. Like with his song Red Rum, which I'm sure you know what that means in reverse. It's murder. Like it's literally like the things that we're actually promoting in our society, and like not just promoting, but like we're holding up on this pedestal as well. Like they only talk about sex, guns, murder, like doing drugs, doing all this stuff. And it's like, it's none of it's actually positive. So then when someone calls it out, it's, oh, you're this, you're that. It's like, no. They're simply saying that if you continue to push this stuff, why are you surprised when the cycle continues? Because all they're hearing in their music is shooting people.
Yeah. It makes 100%, bro. But at the same time, like, it's who the message is coming from. Like, the messenger is the issue here, not the actual message. Like, if this was coming from like, you know, like, I mean, Pac's been gone for decades now, but like, if this is coming from like a Tupac, which he was talking about this in the past, like, certain messages and certain songs he was writing was trying to go against this after realizing, all right, man, I need to put out some different kind of music. Yeah. And then, unfortunately, you know, that's when he passed. But, you know, it's like, if it was coming from someone like that, then you have the people's ear. If it's coming from someone like, you know, with status, like a Jay-Z, like a, you know, yeah, somebody who is like, you know, but the main component of what I'm trying to say here is he's got to be black. Like, you
see,
can't
I disagree.
Talk about,
you see, I disagree.
You should. I'm not saying this. It should be this way. I'm saying this is what's going on, though. Like, it shouldn't be like only black people could talk about black issues. But like, unfortunately, if you're a white dude talking about black issues, like, you can't talk about that. But what do you know about this white boy and like all this stuff, right? It shouldn't be that way. But that's exactly what's going on, because it's coming from him. They're like, what?
See, but I still disagree.
You're Jewish. Like, what?
Well, I only disagree because look at Kanye. Kanye tried to say this stuff, and then they just said, oh, he's crazy. He's this. He's a coon. He's a bootlicker, because it goes against. So I don't even necessarily know if it's a black issue and only black people. Like, I just, in my heart of hearts, I truly just believe that until black culture gets to a certain point, it is always going to be, if you talk negative about it, you're a coon. You're a racial, you're a slur of some sort. And I just
think,
don't think.
I think also too, my bad, not to cut you, bro, but I think the Kanye part is like, he doesn't help us, me being a Kanye fan, so his fans, he doesn't help us, because sometimes the way he says things makes him seem unhinged. And I'm like, bro, you didn't have to say like that.
Yeah,
I get what you're trying to say. The message is pure, right? But you said it in a way where it's like, you seemed like you were having an episode, and like, whether you were or not, like, now people just dismiss it because they just write you off as crazy. And so, man, like, it's, I mean, unfortunately, like, it's just, that's just how it's going to be, man. Like, no one's not going to ever have a perfect record where they don't have any kind of issues, whatever. But like, if it's coming from some, like, the right person, it'll be received differently.
For sure. For sure. All right. Let's get into Ben's part here. I was put into a setting. Look at Ben. He's so uncomfortable. He's like, this is not my bag.
Listen to the stats, I've got the facts. My money like Lizzo, my pockets are fat. Homie, I'm epic, don't be a whack. Dog, it's a yabba.
He said, homie, I'm epic. Yo. Don't be a wap.
He came like this, like he's like floating towards the camera. Let's get the facts straight, man. My pockets is fat, man.
Yo. That's huge.
Holy. That's wild, bro.
He is.
The homie, no cap. Look at the grass. Look. I'm the man. I'm the man who don't respect. Let's look at the stats. I've got the facts. My money like Lizzo. My pockets are fat. Homie, I'm epic. Don't be a wap. Dog, it's a yarmulke. Homie, no cap. Look at the grass. Look at my charts. You're blowing money on strippers and cars. You go into print. That's who you are. Keep hating on me on the internet. My comment section all woke Karens. Then I make racks off compound interest. Y'all live with your parents. Nikki, take some notes. I just did this for fun. All my people download this. Let's get a billboard number one.
This ain't rap. This ain't money.
It's hilarious to me. It's hilarious. That's honestly the part that I wanted to react to. Yeah, correct. Correct. And I also think, too, so he actually talks about Nikki. And then she actually came out and was like, hey, not bad. And then again, every black person on the left attacked her. All she said was not bad. Yeah, all she said was not bad. That's all she said.
Yeah, that's that. Okay, then I get what you're saying. Then on the point of saying that, because I use the argument of like a lot of people just write Kanye off because he seems crazy and unhinged. But Nikki doesn't really. I mean, Nikki can be crazy too, but definitely not Kanye crazy. Like, look at him. Like, we should lock him up. She's definitely one of more. I mean, don't get me wrong. She's been blackballed before for sure. Oh, yeah. So that's not new. But bro. Like, it's like you can't say anything these days. So you just can't. Like, it is what it is. But at the same time, with that, I think it's only a matter of time before the bubble pops. Like right now, I think it's just kind of like. Just like it's inflating over and over, it's getting bigger and bigger and bigger. More black people are stepping up as either conservative or just kind of going against the grain, not really believing in like, you know, the negative stereotypes of our culture, things like that. Yeah. And bro, like rightfully so they should. And I think it's only a matter of time before the bubble pops. And it's like, there's going to be more of us than there is of them. And it's like, yo, man, you guys are the outcast now. Like, we don't want to be represented like this, like as the masses. like, there's so many of us, bro. It's like we're the silent majority, bro. Like, mm-hmm. most black people don't get down with, like, the negative toxic stuff.
Yeah,
but
man.
The freaking other ones, the ignorant ones, are so loud, bro. That's all people hear. And on top of that, the media does a great job of portraying and picking what posts are going to blow up and like, share on the platform, whatever. So they do a really uh-huh. good job at helping these freaking ignorant people yep. share certain things, like, going into grocery stores, like, punking people, knocking stuff over, like, just being dumb, like, just, like, stupid stuff. And so, it's both sides, man. It's both sides. But anyways, yeah, you can't say anything nowadays, unfortunately, bro. I mean, you can. You just have to be ready for what comes with it. I believe, you know, men should be bold and be strong and stand on what they stand on, and no matter who it's in front of. But it comes with consequences too. At the same time, you might not have a platform after that because of it.
And that's the unfortunate part too. Is like we have so many different people. Like you said, there are just two different camps of. Black people, just minorities in general, is like the people who just completely disagree with what the narrative is that's being pushed. And then there's people who give into it 100%. And like, actually mm-hmm. coming from, like, I don't want to say the hood, but like the hood for the most part, like mm-hmm. definitely seeing, like, I mean, my uncle's shot, stabbed, went to jail multiple times. Like, mm-hmm. and these are people I grew up with. So seeing that, my uncle did a good job of getting out of that. Like, we did a good job of getting out of that. But we also, I think there's a part of me that also understands that, like, I was fortunate. Not every single person right. can be in the position that I was in. But I also know that there was something innate inside of me that was like, this is not okay. So even though I could have right. easily went into that, like, there was something inside of me that was like, this is not what you're supposed to be doing. And mm-hmm. this is not the life that you're going to be living. So,
sure.
So, like, there's a part of me that's like, you know, the whole bootstrap argument, like, pull yourself up by your bootstraps, and then the argument of like, well, not everybody has boots, but it's like, I mm-hmm. get that, but like, you either accept it, you either choose to accept it, or you choose to find something else. Like, there's no, oh, he doesn't have boots. It's like, okay, but figure it out. Like, everyone figures it out that wants to do right. it. Like, nothing in this world comes easy, man. Like, nothing. If you're building a business, it's not easy. If you're working for somebody else, mm-hmm. it's not easy. It doesn't matter what it is. Nothing in this life is easy. So to just chalk it up, oh, well, this is just the way it is. It's like, no, you're just copping out. It's a cop out more than anything. So, yeah. Mm-hmm.
No, 100%, man. I think it's all perspective too, man. At the same time, perspective's everything. Like, we talk about yep. that a lot. Vedros and I actually did an episode on that specifically about perspective. And I told him that I used to envy some of my cousins that lived in L.A., like in Inglewood area, because they came from that area. And I didn't. I grew up in Chino Hills. Like,
yeah.
I didn't. We live completely different childhoods. When I would go hang out with them and hang out in Inglewood, I was just visiting. You know what I'm saying? They lived there. So for them, it was like they grew up with a different mentality. It was like the hunger, the drive, the hustle, like, you know, having to like learn how to maneuver through the streets and whatever. And so that kind of that I feel like it set them up for like they have the mindset, because like that's the main thing. It's not about, you know, where you grew up. It's like, what mindset do you have so you can get the tools to like become successful? You can grow up in a nice city, an affluent city like me, like where you grew up in Chino Hills. But I almost felt like I was like, I didn't have the same drive as they did, because I didn't grow up in the same circumstances where I needed that drive. Like they were like in a war zone where you got to watch your back. You got to freaking find you got to find these different tools and make sure like you're if you want to accomplish something in life, it's going to take you figuring some problems out. For me, it was like, everything kind of was just like just gifted. You know what I'm saying? Like, my mom gave me this lifestyle where I grew up in a nice city, whatever. And I didn't really have the hustle, I feel like, for a while, because I didn't have to. It's like the whole thing mm-hmm. with like rich kids. People are just given money. They're not going to mm-hmm. appreciate money the same way, or appreciate the drive or the like actual pursuit of money as someone who like never had money before. And then they had to hustle and work their ass off to get it. Now they have it. It's like, that's a different mindset. So yeah, man, it's all perspective, bro. Like, you can look at your situation and be like, man, this sucks. Like, why do I live in this situation? Like, I hate it here, you know, whatever. Or you can be like, man, this is an opportunity, bro. Cause now when I freaking get on, bro, like, I'm gonna have way more tools mentally, emotionally, physically than that person did. Cause they didn't have to work for it. Like, I had to work for it. That means I'm not gonna lose it. I'm gonna be 10 times stronger than they are. Like, all the stuff. So
for sure,
it's just perspective.
Bro. For sure, bro. Hey, I do unfortunately have to hop off here, but I want to talk about one quick thing. This book right here, Can't Hurt Me. Have you read it yet?
I haven't yet. Dude. I've obviously heard great things about it, and I've heard his story on YouTube when he talks about it, but I haven't read it yet myself.
Listen, I'm like a two chapters in, and it's just like, I thought I had a hard life. So did this man. Like, and for him to get where he's at is like, it's insane. It's insane. So like talking about the perspective and things along those lines, like I had a hard childhood. So did this man right here, bro. So it's definitely, perspective is the easiest way to put it. And for those who aren't watching, I'm talking about Can't Hurt Me by David Goggins. So I'm currently reading that. A couple podcasts from now, I'll definitely go over it. But like, dude, it's all perspective for sure. I wanted to keep this about 25 minutes. I actually have a sales call. I got to hop on here. So I'm going to go get it. And brother, we
crush
will
it.
Absolutely. Get the money. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So let's go ahead and let's reconvene. I'll shoot you a text. We'll figure out when we can get you back on. And other than that, I'll talk to you soon, brother.
Let's do it. Thanks all for having me on, bro.
No problem. Talk to you soon, brother. All right, everybody. Thanks. Appreciate you guys for tuning in. And this has been episode 12, I believe. So keeping on pushing. If you guys can subscribe, if you got any type of value out of this, that'd be greatly appreciated. And I will catch you guys in the next pod. Peace.